The shiur this week is being sponsored by the initiative of Avigdor Menachem ben Mordechai Tzvi Olshon.
Opportunity for Neschatshus. It says the Mishnah, Kol Kinuyin Nadorim Kinadorim, Charon Kerecharon, Meshvuas Keshvuas. Moras Mavaya, the Chiluk between a Neder and a Shvuas, a Neder is a Yisachevtsa, Kika is a Oser Alai, Shvuas is a Gavra, Shvuas Shalay Eichel, Naziris is a whole Shaila. Some say Naziris is also like a Nisa Gavra because you're putting down the Mulim brings down, you're making yourself a Nozir, and Memele do Yisurah Torah. Others say it's a Nisa Chefza, it's a Yisa Yayin, Kamashitis. But it says, Kol Kinuyin Nadorim Kinadorim, Charom Kerecharom, Meshvuas Keshvuas, and Naziris Kinaziris. Today's Shir is going to focus on the Inyan of Kinuyim. So the Kinuyim, and what exactly our Kinuyim are, the Ran brings down the kinuyov who should be mokum korban yoyme koinim koineich koineis kol shom bekein ari osu kilo oma koma like kikaze koinim koineich koineis is the example that the Gemara gives later oyme chaveiro in dafyud koinim koineich koinim ari el kinuyim le korban and at that there's a machloikis in the Gemara. The more, if you look at that view, it says, Itma kinuyim, Rabbi Yechon oma loshen umois, it's loshen agoyim, Rabshim gamliel, Rabshim ben lokish, oma loshen shabodol and chachomim, liyis noidaba. So it's machloikis, Rabbi Yechon rishlokish, if it's loshen umois, it's loshen ochrim, like English, French, Spanish, or it's loshen shabodol chachomim, kidei you shouldn't say korm l'ashem, you shouldn't be mois lo atole l'shem Hashem. It says, the Ran brings down, Bahani Kinuyim Pligim Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Amalosh and Nochem, hey? Mishlokish Amalosh and Baruch Hachom Lies Noidim Bo. Ule Rabbi Yechon and Amalosh and Nochem, hey? Vadei Hanoidim Behem Kinoidim Beika Kom, Shanadorim Lemonim Bechol Loshim. It's like Ika Nedim, because Nedorim is Lemonim Bechol Loshim, you can say it Bechol Loshim. Ba'afil Ule Mishlokish, Dome Shalosh and Baruch Hachomim, Hay Gam Kein Kinedim Gomim Medaraisim. Shai kolad shaynus eina elas komas umavuma. What is a loshen? A loshen is the umas got together. This should be a table. This should be a chair. But the goram has komas chachom. So as komas chachom is also a loshen. The goram has komasam from the askom of the umas. Therefore, he says it's the raisa. Maybe let's answer Tosis kasha. Tosis a kasha later. How if kinuyim is loshen shabodu chachomim? So how do you bring a korban nozir? And one pshat is on kinuyim, ain't it maybe korban? You only get malchus, which means malchus madis. And the zoshteit and toisvis in nozir also. But the Ran says not like that. The Ran says when you use loshen chachomim, that's not worse than it's askoma that this is a loshen today. Right? The chachomim on maskim given as koinim koinech koinis das a loshen das is korban. Das a korban. Zok the Ran. So therefore, the Ran holds the Raisa, he doesn't have Toys' problem. And he brings a Raya that Ki Posach Posach, the Ike Korban, Vodem Farsh Yordis, which is a Drosha, but Ike Korban, Kinuyim is Ike Korban. Amal Kuliyam, Saif Losha Baruch Achomim, Saif Losha Naumois, it's the Raisa. The Ile Rishlokish, Lemachai Vala Korban, like Toys is, have Lemay Mahosam Ilich, Laman Diyom Kinuyim Losha Nochremain, Laman Diyom Boshim Baruch Achomim, Michael Mayma. What are you going to say? Ravadi Mashma, the Kuliyama Kinuyim is the Reis. Kuliyama Kinuyim is the Reis. Vid Ikala Medak. The Ran is a Kashi. Rabbi Yechon, the Omer Loshen, the Ochum, hey? Mai Shno, the Porish, Hani Lishni, the Koinim, Koineach, Koinis. Bishlam, you learn the Loshen Chachomim. That's the Loshen that Chachomim on Mesakim. Koinim, Koineach, Koineach, should replace Kob. But Oid Malam, Adosi is Loshen, These are shalo shaynis. What did you pick on kainim kaneach kainis? You could have chapped on English expressions, French expressions. What happens if you chapped on these same shal lishne? Lema, let the Mishnah say. I know the b'chol loshen. Why did you could, the Mishnah should say, what is kinuyim? Kinuyim is b'chol loshen. V'anochem, shuri'isi b'zeh, u'mashe pirush ha'chochem ha'godol yudach hazdoi, ribus ha'shmin, lo'y mi boi al-lushenis b'nochem, she'en l'shenis g'mur, lo'y mi boi v'al-lushenis of goyim, which are l'shenis g'mur, she'anoy d'mem nidroi nede, no, afilu b'l'shenis she'en g'mur, afilu l'shenis that are ain't g'mur, the slang, given elum, the koinu kaneya, she'ay l'oshen ha'koydish heim, them is also l'shenis ha'loshen ha'koydish ha'lushenis tabish, there's a shibush. It's a shibush slang. The salpidayt chaminu she noydemem lo yeneda. Kimon she ain't a loshen gomim for the atzma. Kamashmon. Kimon she anochrim the dabrim. That's how the anochrim in Eretz Yisrael spoke. Avol pi she ainu meikol shanish meshuvah shuvah yoder neda gomim. The kol shkein shal shenis anochrim. It's mashma in the ran is not a loshen gomim. So I would think maybe it's not a loshen. Kamashmon the deep al anochrim speak like that. Avol pi she ainu meikol shanim. It's called a loshen. Like you give your friend a nickname, so that's kinu nedorim. Kinu nedorim is a shaylach loshen baruch hachomim. Then it's poshu why the Mishnah chapped on koineim koineach koines, and the other side is that it's loshen ha'umos and that. If it's Loshen or Umos, why did they chap on Koinim Kaneach Koines, which is the slang of Loshen HaKoidish? Why didn't they chap on Lashainas Umos? Why didn't they chap on French, English? So he says that the Chiddush is that French, English, banners of Loshen Goma. The Kamash Malon is that this is also Loshen. Even though it's a Loshen Meshubish, it's also Loshen. And so yet there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Be'ilahim ha'knuyim Koinim, Koineach, Koinis Yodis heichiksiv. Where does it say Yodis? Where's the Rebbe for Yodis? Yodis is when you have an incomplete Loshen. You start the Loshen. Moshe, you say Kikas ha'osir. If the complete Loshen is Kikas ha'osir like a Kom, if you learn that's the Ika Loshen, so it's a Yad. Well, Moshe, we had in today's Daf Yeshad v'kdushin. You say Ha'makadeshes li ba'at. So that's a Yad for Ba'at Nami Mekudeshes. It's a scholar's loshen. So where is the mocha for yodis? That's the kol yodis of Gemara. Yodis hechiksiv ish ki afi rin the neder nozel hazel Hashem. Since it says such a loshen, the Ran says that it's extra loshen here. See the lab urche the krohachi. It's not the urche. It's so bimayrich. So it's coming to be marbe. What is it coming to be marba? So if it's coming to be marba, yodis and kinuyim. So the Gemara, then the Gemara goes further. Last is kinuyim naziris kinaziris, yodis naziris kinaziris. We learn out two things from the sarichas. We learn out yodis nedorim kinedorim, yodis naziris kinaziris, and kinu naziris kinaziris. So the Gemara ain't liel naziris kinaziris, yodis naziris kinaziris. But how do you know by Nedorim? That pasuk says in the parsha of Moshe, "Tamaloyma ish ki afli linda neder nozel ha'adav Hashem makish nazirus le Nedorim. Nedorim nazirus. Ma nazirus also by yodis nazirus ken nazirus. Just like by nazirus, we have a pasuk to be ma'abi yodis nazirus ken nazirus. So the zelbazach by Nedorim also mem yodis Nedorim ken Nedorim. You notice in the Gemara starts off that the pasuk is a limud seifik kinuyim and seifik yodis." By Nazirus. When the Gemara goes on to say the Hekish, that were Makish, Nedorim to Nazirus, the Gemara only chaps on Ma Yodis Nazirus to Nazirus. After Nedorim, we learn out what a Hekish is like that. So it seems that the Limud is only on Yodis. And Bemison, that's the Ran and the Rosh Hashita. The Ran says, Beloigasina Kinuya Nazirus to Nazirus. You're not Geiris that I need a Possim for Kinuya. Says Mamonashach. Even Floshish Abodu Chachomim. And if it's Loshen, no, it doesn't pass. The Chachomim made up the Loshen. How can you learn it out of a Pasuk? Elamai, it's Loshen of the Goyim. So he says, what do you need a Pasuk for that? That's Pashit. It's Loshen. Well, English is also Lashon, French is Lashon. And that was the Azoi Shteit and Rosh, but the Rosh brings our Raya. The Rosh says, and therefore they say that the Emerson, don't be Goyris. It doesn't really, the limit is only for Yodos. And the Raya is Zot the Rosh, because later on the Gemara, when the Gemara makes a Hekish, the Makish, Naziris to Nadarim, they only chap on my Yodos, Naziris to Naziris, Af Yodos Nadarim to Nadarim. Why did they say Kinuyim also? As a Raya, the limit wasn't going on Kinuyim. The Lashon of Rosh over here is also the same thing. He says that it was Kedei Nazba. Rosh says Kedei Nazba. Kino Naziris Kedei Nazba. The Laman the Yom Lashon Shabbat of Chachomim Havim Midar Abonam. The Laman the Yom Lashon Goyim Loi Boi Kro. Boi the Tavayu. He has another kach. How can you learn two things from the same posse? The other is Kinuyim. The other posse, how can you learn two things? And therefore you see in the Hemshech HaGemorah up to Rosh that they only learn out of the Mamatzinu Yodis. So Chorish Teito, the Shita, that you don't need a Pasuk for that, because that's Be'etzem, Dosem Be'etzem Aloshin, you don't need to have a Pasuk for that. So Lemaisa, in the Gabiot Neger, the Din of Kinuyim, there's a Chiddush here in the Ritvo, that the Ritva says that the Kinuyim only help, the Shal HaShoinis, only by Issa Mokim, the Mokim that they speak like that. That means English only helps in America or in England, and French only helps in France, and Spanish and all those countries they speak Spanish. And he says that it's only by Issa Mokim, in that Mokim that they speak it. Lashon HaKodesh, Vaistos doesn't have that restriction. Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon all over. Remember that it's a Lashon HaKodesh, a Lashon all over. And we'll see there's another chiluk could be between Lashon HaKodesh and Shaar L'Shoinis, that Lashon HaKodesh you don't have to understand what you're saying, so Lashon even you don't understand, and Shaar L'Shoinis only if you understand. But the Ritva is over here. He says, Mekoymes HaKedem Shein Noyagim B'Kinuyim, it's not a neder and a shuwa, it's only a kinuy b'ois ha-mokim b'ois ha-zman. And then he says that the din of the Shaar L'Shoinis, the kinuy neder, he says, Shaar L'Shoinis have a din of kinuyim. That's what he says. And vice versa, that who had in the Shal HaShoinis only helped the Oysa Mokim, in that Mokim. So he said in Bir Halacha, it builds out from this Ritva, that does for state in Halacha by Hilchas Kriya Shema, that you can say Shema B'chol Loshan HaTashemei, it's a Machloikas Rebbe in the Rabbonah. So he says that this, that it says Yochel Ekroisim B'chol Loshen, it brings a right from the Ritva and Adorim, that just like by Adorim, it's only a Loshen in that place. So therefore, you'd only be able to say Kriyashma in English in an English-speaking country. In another country, which is not an English-speaking country, even though you're there, you're in that Mokim and you understand English, so it can't, you can't use that Loshen. Azosh Tetin B'Alochen, Yibayzerois for Nocha Gemara. I'd like to quote the Bir Halacha. First, the two Yisoides says it. Lashon HaKodesh, Hafila Einem Meiven Aloshin Yoytzer. He says the Prim Godom is Mesupik. B'chol Lashon She'ata Shemeya means an Aloshin that you understand. That's how they learn Ata Shemeya, understand. What about Lashon HaKodesh? The Prim Godom is Mesupik. Then he says, the Bir Halacha says, I don't know what is Mesupik, it's Mefurish and Levush. That the Bush says that Lashon HaKodesh and Yoytzim, you don't understand. Then he goes, the Oid Nirlik, the Pshitis, the Oysim Dvorim and Amorim B'chol Lashon, the Dafkim Anshe Oys HaMedina Medabnim Kam, Avram Anshe HaMedina En Yochel Adabah Zeh Lashon Raku, the Anshe Medina don't speak this, that's not their language, in America they don't speak French and Spanish, but he does. It's not called a Loshon, and you're not Yoytzer Kriya Shma. The Bishlam the Loshon HaKodesh, that's a Loshon universal, because that's Loshon HaEtzem. It's hard to explain it, but the Maral says that the Emerson, the Loshon HaEtzem is that this, you know, when they made up, this is a chair, this is a table, that was made up, that's Komas HaUmas, like it says in the Ram. But those who state the Torah Loshon, that's a Loshon HaEtzem, that Fatayt is the Etzem Zat. The Loshon HaEtzem. And Masha'enken, so therefore, Lashon HaKodesh helps all over, and the Mishnah Berurah says because of that helps even if you don't understand. But Shal Lashon is not a Lashon Etzem. It's only a Lashon, if you understand it. And therefore, it's only a Lashon and a Mokim that the Maskim, it's a Lashon. Even though you understand it, but in this Mokim, it's not a Lashon. So it's not a way of communicating. So you don't have the Askom of the Ummah. It's not a Lashon Etzem. It's only because the Medina was Maskim. This Medina wasn't Maskim. So he seems to be Toilet Zeb Zeb. Lashon HaKodesh Sa, you don't really understand. And Sa, it's universal. You can say Lashon HaKodesh Yibarab. When Sveitin Zokte, that you don't have to understand it. Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand. It doesn't say Epsazach by Lashon HaKodesh. Dafke, it says that by Shah Lashon, the Bir Alocha says you have to understand what you're saying, because the whole Lashon is only if you understand it. It's Ashkama. So you have to understand it. Even if you're in a place where they speak French in France, but you have to understand what you're saying. You're not a Frenchman. That's the Bir Alocha. And he brings a Raya from the Ritva. Brings a Raya from the Ritva in the Dorim here. That's his Mokkit that old guy. Brings a Ritva Alfish on the Dorim. Here it's printed in the Alfish on the Dorim. That only by Isam Mokkit. And by Isam Mokkit, that the same Kinuyim of Lashon HaKodesh is only a chat, because Kinuy is also only an Indian, that it's the Kinuyim of Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaShayin, is no different than a Kinuy. It's no different than a Kinuy. It's Hainu Ha. Because he brings also a Raya from the Gemara Kedushin.
The
Kinuy
of Lashon HaKodesh
has been Lashon HaKodesh, or? The Rosh's Mashma has been of Lashon HaKodesh, God. So I don't know if that's Muslim. The Ritva doesn't learn like that. And he says the Kinuy of Lashon HaKodesh, that's why they chapped on the Kinuy of Lashon HaKodesh, to tell you even if you don't understand it. As I state in Rosh, take a look in the Tosis on Omer Aleph, Tosis has the Kasha, why do you chap on these Lashonis? So he says that the reason he chapped it on, the Vadim, the Ekel Shani, the Nedach, the Shem, Bahani the Masnis, the Philip Loyovim. Because the Kinuy of Lashon HaKodesh has the Din of Lashon HaKodesh. So it gets the Din of Lashon HaKodesh even though you don't understand it. I don't know if the Ram is, it's Muskim in the Ram. But that's the Chiddush Tosfos says. Tosfos says that Kinuyim of Lashon HaKodesh has the Din of Lashon. And it has the Din Kehilas Mamash Lashon HaKodesh. The Ritva seems not like that. The Kinuyim is like Shah Lashon. And he's saying, no, the Kinuy of Lashon HaKodesh is Kaloshon HaKodesh, as I state, and you don't understand. The Maisa, this Epsinian over here, that Kinuyim only help by Issa Mokim, by Issa's man, L'choyre, and the Rambam is mashma not like that. The Rambam, in Hilchus Ledorim, brings down the Alocha of Kinuyim, says, Yesh Mekoyim Mishanoshim Alogim, Mafsidim es Aloshim, Mokhanen al Dover Acher, Dover Acher, Hilchen Shamach HaKinu, Kate said, Kol Kinu Yikom Kekom, Marei Lai Koine, Koineim, Hal Kinuyim Lekom, וכן כל פיוצא בזה הולכם אך הלושן כלל האום באויסא מוקם באויסא זמן. You go בוסה that, בוסה only באויסא מוקם באויסא מוקם. And that mokim, where the alogim are, that they use that slang, then it's good. But in different mokim not. וכן כל בזה הולכם אך הלושן כלל האום באויסא מוקם באויסא זמן. The Rambam says that only, Kino is called a mafsa the lushen. It's incorrect. It's a slang. Like the lower people speak like that. The Aminam, the Ram says the Goyim. It's mashma the Rambam that by Kinuyim you need Ba'isa Mokim. Where do I see that? Because in Krishma, the Rambam paskins, so go back to it, that you say Krishma b'chol loshen, and the Rambam doesn't say a condition that only Ba'isa Mokim. The Rambam doesn't say a condition that only Ba'isa Mokim.
How do you know it's
going to
Lashon
Chayesh?
Maybe Rambam
Paskins
like
Rabbi Yechanan,
that's
Lashon. No, Rambam Paskins Chlo, that it's Lashon. Yeah. Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan.
So, how do you know if this is Lashon
Chayesh?
Like you're saying that the Rambam disagrees with
the
Ritva. Maybe it's not Lashon
Chayesh. It's Lashon Chayesh. You're not going to disagree with Tyson then.
But
Lashon Chayesh, can you connect?
Maybe there's a difference between Kinuyim and a different language. One is, as the Rav said, it's a slang.
It's true, there is an Afghanian. One is slang.
It is. But if I speak in Spanish, that's a developed language. So it doesn't matter where I am. because this has a din of a language that
millions
of people speak it. So what's the difference if I'm here or I'm there?
That seems to be the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is that. No, Rambam's going to say Shalosh Shainis has the din of Kinuyim. He says Mefurish has the din of Kinuyim. He says Mefurish, the Ritva. Goes out of his way. So Maisa, the Ran and the Rosh say Kinuyim doesn't need a posik. And the but the Maisa, this is not a Dovah Muskim, because the Yerushalmi is Mash Maklor that Kinuyim needs a posik. Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Torah says that you need a separate posik, and it leaves out Yodis. Sivishki Yer Dener, he has different limit. Matam Aloy Meneder, on the Kanchikinu Nidorim Kinadorim. On the Kanchikinu Kinu Nidorim Kinadorim, where Yeshua Vashua, Matam Aloy Meshua, on the Kanchikinu Shuas Kishuas. The Nocha Posik, on Chagomim, you need a separate posik. On the Zirus, you need a separate posik in the Dorim, it only brings down Kinuyim. So it's clear, in the Yerushalmi does bring Yodis. It brings down that you need a Kinuyim, a separate posik on Kinuyim. L'chor, the Ran holds you don't need a separate posik on Kinuyim. What is the Pshat in the Machloikis here, the Ran, the Rosh, on what is it different than this Yerushalmi? And I want to say Yerushalmi is the basis for the Rambam. The Pshat that Kinuyim would need a posik is Bemison, and I saw it before Shay Yerushalmi shtels on it. And Shor Yaakov, he says you need a posik because maybe it's not a loshen, kamashmon that it's a loshen. There's another pshat in the Maraponim in Yerushalmi that he says that maybe you need loshen hakodesh. That's why I need a ribui for kinuyim. So you need dafka loshen hakodesh. If you know the loshen over here is kinuyim, you need a ribui for kinuyim. Although it's very shver. If the pshat is it's a chiddush that kinuyim is called a loshen. What do you need three separate psukim by Nedorim, by Nezirus, by Charomim? What do you need? Once we see it, it's a Loshen. It's a Loshen. And if you learn, even if you learn that the same thing is Shver on the other Pshat, if you Halach, you need Loshen HaKadosh. So what do I need three separate psukim? And it's not Mashma, this. If it's a Shad of Loshen or not, it's not a Din in Nedorim. It's a Ribu in the parish of Nedorim. I mean, that is Nagei Kriyashma also. Is there a Loshen for Kriyashma? Can you use Kinuyim for Kriyashma? We'll soon see it's a Machloek Suram and Raidit. So therefore, I want to say that the Pshat and Kinuyim is Andrish. The Pshat and Kinuyim, according to Yerushalmi, is that Kinuyim is Takanara Loshen, like the Havamir Ran. No, Kinuyim is the Pshat. That's a way of communicating. There's the Psaloch and the Dorim Levate Besosayim. The Dorim does not lead Loshen. Doesn't need loshen. Which state of sadim for loshen? The Gemara Saita says Tefillah needs loshen, Bichsam Bozen needs loshen, Kriyashma needs loshen. Gather of David Salvechik is where do you get Tefillah needs loshen, Bichsam Bozen. State for Chaltan Svot Erachter of Smeya loshen. But Lamaisa Nedorim could be that's the ribui. Kinuyim is taken out of loshen. Slang is not a loshen. So Meila slang is a ribui that it's tam abitu. It's a bitu shosai. It's a way of being mavata. So a mele, if it's a way of making bitui, so that's a way that's only that, then a logim is only by some mokim by some man. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam's going with the Yerushalmi. The Rambam a lot of times. You need a Nedorim, who says Nedorim needs a loshen? Nedorim needs dibur. Vesok this daf homa loshen. Nedorim daf homa dibur. Doesn't need a loshen. So therefore I need three ribuyin. That bitu is enough. Maybe it's only enough for Nazirus. Maybe it's not enough. It's not enough for Nedorim. We need a ribui that it's enough bitu shvasayim to speak it out with your mouth, but not that you need loshen. Lufizeh would be very mavur if you don't need loshen. So it's taka only by some mokim, and therefore the Rambam is a meduyik here. The Rambam that says. That only by a logim. The Rambam says kinuyim is a slang of Lashon HaKodesh. That only helps Ba'isa Mokim, Ba'isa's man. Because Ba'isa Mokim, that place. Because there it's called a Bitus Fasai. There's a Loch of Bitus Fasai. Then you need Ba'isa Mokim. Obashah Lashonis is a Lashon all over. English, Spanish, they're Lashon all over. It's a universally accepted Lashon. And therefore, the Rambam paskins by Kriyashma that Kriyashma is b'chol loshon, and he doesn't say a restriction only ba'isa mokim. Here he says klo, and only if it's medukdik in the Rambam, that only kinuyim need ba'is amokim. Because kinuyim, the way we're fataiching, is not a loshen. It's yedua that the Rambam says that only by kinuyim that restriction, ba'is amokim. The Mishnah Berurah brings a raya from a Gemara in Kedushin, the Bir Aloch, that you can use. We're learning now that Gemara Kedushin also needs dibur. Today's blot, Yesh Yad L'Kedushin, Ein Yad L'Kedushin, Yachoyim HaMadayik from there, that Kicho has to be with a Dibur, has to be, you see, you need a Dibur, because for us, what's came upon Ein Yad L'Kedushin? So Ein Yad L'Kedushin, the Ran says, At is a Yad Mechiyach, if I say, I'm a Gilesh, it's a Yad Mechiyach. Teretz is, Rabbi Chbeh is Mayra Chalat in the beginning of Kedushin, that Kedushin needs a Dibur. If you do it, the Oilma Yeshiva, the Kicho has to be with a Dibur. That's part of the kicha. It's part of the ma'isa kicha that has to be with a dibur. So it says that in Yehuda, you can use a loshen harayat harufasi she came by Yehuda koyrin leisha harufa. In Yehuda, the loshen mishpuri brings to the morah here davok. Oime harufasi Yehuda mikudesha she came Yehuda koyrin leisha harufa. And it says klo oime b'harufasi b'Yehuda. Yehuda. Mashma dafkin only helps with Yehuda. So Mishabura brings a riot to Shalosh Oynes. What he was saying is no riot. Shalosh Oynes is all over. French is accepted all over. It's a Loshen all over. In America, French is also a Loshen. Universal accepted. A Logim is not a Loshen. Slang is not a Loshen. Not like the Ran. He didn't have one like the Ran that the Chiddush is that it's a Loshen. That's the riot of Shalmi. You need a Pasuk for Kinuim. The Ran held you don't need a Pasuk because that's Loshen. The Rambam learned that that's not Loshen.
So you do a In
Karufos is a slang. She ken koyrim Yehuda, they call a shifcha karufa. She ken Yehuda koyrim larusa karufa. Children, that's why it's a loshen kedushin. Since Yehuda, the Futan wrote a sefer when he was very young. He had zaskama from Rav Chaim Moshe. He said le'alman Yisrael when he saw the sefer. And there's some people say he went to the Chofetz Chaim and asked him on this bir halacha. He tainted, what's the raya from the Gemara and kedushin? You want kedusha charufosi is a slang. Slang, you need boys and mokim. The Ram says claw, but could be that shalashainis. You don't need dafke boys and mokim. He was arguing on that raya. He said she came be Yehuda koyim charufosi. That's only a Yehuda because that's be'etzim not a losh. But if other shalashainis help the chol mokim shame, and it's meduyik in the Rambam like that. I don't know if he brought the raya in the Rambam, but that's what he has in the sefer Teres Hanozim. So Mela. That is the machloikis here. The Mishnah Berurah seem to go and do it for the Ran. They go kinuyim as a losh. So if by kinuyim he's saying that you need ba'is amokim, and he's saying shalosh shoynis is only like kinuyim, that means he's learning where there's aloch of askoma of the umois. It's only in the mokim where they're masking. That's where it's a losh. The other place not a losh. And he's saying kinuyim is also a losh. I don't need a pasuk. The Gemara is telling me a chiddush. It's a chiddush. But I don't need a pasuk for it. As they take Ran and Rosh. The Rambam goes to Yishami, you need a pasuk. And the pasuk is that it helps because by Nedorim you don't need Losh. You need Lebitis Rosayim. That's the din. So I now want to take it.
What about Avis? The Torah, you could say
Avis
and then
Losh. The Lord understands. They don't need Losh.
I is not going to Malcolm. According to Shichi.
You don't need Losh in there. Yes, Taketz. You know, as long as they understand.
You need
Dibur.
I
don't know if Avis needs Dibur. But Peh, all you need is Peh. So as long as they understand, that's enough. That's how Pishnai made them Yochum Dob. So I wanted to go through a little bit the Rambam here in Kriya Shema, because that's a mocker. Rambam's the Etzem Diuk. That now I want to come to Nochashel. Would Kinuyim help by creation? Would Kinuyim help by creation? So Briskerov is Medayik in the Rambam. That the Rambam says Kinuyim only helps by Nedorim. It doesn't help by Kriyashma. Even though B'chol Loshen Shatashime, we pass them like Rabbona. But Kinuyim won't help. L'chayre, according to Ritvo, would help. Because Ritvo, we're learning Kinuyim is Loshen. The Ram, the Rosh, Ritvo, Kinuyim is Loshen. Okay, the Ritva says Shalashainis in different nations only helps because that's Kinuyim. But the Rambam, Briskov wants to say Kinuyim will not help. That's a Zishtet in Briskov. You never find Kinuyim Shtav HaLosh HaKadosh. I want to quote the Rambam. The Rambam says here, Koyre Odom Eshma B'chol Loshen She'iyam Akira V'akoyre B'chol Loshen Tzorach Lizoyer M'divrei Shibu Sheba Oysa Loshen V'dagde B'Oysa Loshen Kama Shvedagde B'Losh HaKoydish M'kor B'Losh HaKoydish. He says that it has to be a correct English, a correct French. If it's Meshubish, it's not Medugdik. I'm not talking only about slang. It has to be Medigduk. And just like Losh HaKoydish has to be Medigduk, Shalashanis has to be Medigduk. Kinuyim, you never find the Rambam should help. It's definitely, definitely not Medigduk. So here we see that Indian. The Kinuyim helps find the Dorm, because in the Dorm you only need Bitui. But Kiryashma doesn't help. And Rambam also says that the Kriyashma has to be B'chol Losh and Shimakira, Losh HaKoydish not. The Raivid argues on Ram, Ein Zem Mekubal Al Adas. If you call Al Hashoyim is Pirush Heim Le Ivris, Ma Yedag Dik Oid Acha Pirusha. All Al Hashoyim is only a Pirush Le Ivris. Ma Yedag Dik Oid Acha Pirusha. What do you mean, Medag Dik Oid Acha Pirusha? The Shaila, what the Raivid means here, it seems that the Rambam is learning up that the Shal Hashoyim have a din of Loshim, and the Mela, you have to be medagdik in the Loshim. The Taki Kinuyim doesn't help. He's learning that Shal Hashoyim is Bechlal. What's the riba b'chol Loshim Shat Hashemei? So b'chol Loshim Shat Hashemei is you don't have to lay dafke. You don't have to say dafke lay kriyishma and Loshim Hakodesh. You're going to lay b'shal Hashoyim. And Shal Hashoyim have to be medagdik because they learn the Rambam b'chol Loshim Shat Hashemei. The Raivid is telling what does Shal Hashoyim have to be medugdik? It's only a targum. It's only a pirush, a targum. So I was claiming, is he learning that bechlal the Shal Hashoyim is not a loshim bechlal? Just a targum. Other pshat is that he learns Shal Hashoyim is also a loshim. But by Shal Hashoyim is there you don't need digduk. Loshim HaKadosh you have to be digduk. I won't explain this. Bemison. I heard this chat B'Shem the Briskov, I'm not sure. I say Red Mendor of the Rambam. That the Rambam, the Pshat Zazur, that the Rambam is learning that the din of Kriyashma. So some want to learn, it says on Losh HaKodesh you don't have to understand. When laying Kriyashma, first Pasuk, it's Kavona, you have to know what you're saying, but the Etzem Zach of Kriyashma doesn't need that you have to understand. The Shal Hashoyim Shteik Lon, the Rambam, you have to understand. So the Mishnah Berurah goes that it's the same din, just like B'Shal Hashoyim is only helps B'Isa Mokim, who a din you have to understand. Because in that Mokim, it's Muskim, this is a Loshin. And it's only a Loshin because they understand it. So it's not enough that the whole Medina understands it. You have to understand it also. To you, it's not a Loshin. B'Shal Loshin HaKodesh is Be'etzem a Loshin. Don Ander Pshat. That Loshon HaKodesh you don't have to understand because Kriyashma is the Pshat, you're reading the Parsha. You're learning the Parsha. That's the din of Kriyashma. And the Ribuya B'chol Loshon Shat Shemeya is you don't need to read the Parsha. You can say Kriyashma B'chol Loshon. And Be'emison, that is the Machloikis. Shala, how you learn the Machloikis and Brochas between Rebbe and the Rabbonin. Rebbe said it only can be in Loshon HaKodesh, and the Rabbonin have a Ribuya B'chol Loshon Shat Shemeya. What would have been without the ribuy? What's without the ribuy? So one pshat you could say that there's a din. You need Loshon HaKodesh. Shail there's a ribuy Shal Hashoyim. Duch Tzmei, the pshat that I heard B'Shem the Briskerov is the pshat is Kriyashma. You have to learn the parasha. That's one way of being Yotze Kriyashma. The other way is B'chol Loshon Shat Hashmei. Then you're not reading the parasha the way it's written in the Sefer Torah. That's not a way of being Yotze Kriyashma. So Mela, when you read Loshon HaKodesh, you don't need to understand. Why not? Because you're Yotze, you're reading the Parsha. But when you're going to, not to be Yotze learning the Parsha, you're going to be Yotze B'chol Loshon, then there's a Din Shat HaShemei. You have to understand it. You have to understand what you're saying. You have to understand. Kriyashma, you don't have to understand. So Mela, the Raivid held that, the Rambam held that even though there's a Ribuy B'chol Loshon, and the Rambam holds you have to understand it. But the ribuy is the pshat that you need a loshen. And you have to be medagdik. You have to be medagdik in the loshen. You have to be medagdik in the loshen. And it has to be proper English. If it's improper, you're not yoitza. And kinuyim is zikha not yoitza. The Chayvid, the Chayre, is learning that Ein Zeh Mekul Adash, Kol Hashoyin is Pirish Heim Lir, the Mayidag Dikoyra for Birusha. So one way you could learn the Chayvid is that the Chayvid disagreed with the Rambam. He learned that B'chol Loshen Shat HaShemeya, there's one din of reading the Parsha, then there's Noch HaDim B'chol Loshen Shat HaShemeya. B'chol Loshen Shat HaShemeya doesn't mean that you need Loshen. You don't need Loshen. Any way that you're saying it, B'dibur, you're saying Kriya Shema, that's enough. So he says, Vos pas digduk, ein zeh mekul adash, because shoyn is pir shem livid, ma yidag de goyrach birusha. What do you have to have, ma yidag de goyrach birusha? What do you have to have more than that? What do you have to have a digduk for? Because this is not going through with Loshen. He didn't learn like the Rambam that Shalosh Shoynis goes through with Loshen. Shalosh Shoynis is a stam targum. People, this is a way of explaining the Loshen, but it's not a Loshen. You learn Bechal, it's not a Loshen. But I'm thinking the way we're learning could be he also is masking that you need a Loshen. And maybe Kinuyim wouldn't help. But he's saying, the Raivit is saying that Digduk only applies when you're laying in the parasha. You're going through with the method of laying the parasha. So then you have to read it b'digdik. After Hashem alakecha b'chol avavka, v'estach b'idu briska say kriya shema, rabbi dagdik, over and over again to get the right. Because there you need digduk when you're laying a b'losh ha-kodesh, because that's the length of parasha. But when you're doing shalosh shoynis, that's a different ribuy. That's b'chol losh shat ha-shemeya, and then tak it's only because you understand it. But the Rambam says still it has to be b'digduk. It has to be b'digduk, because that's b'chol loshen shat hashmei. You need a loshen. That's the loshen has to be proper. The Chayvid learned that once it's not kriya, you're not laying the parasha. What's getting more on if you're medagdik or not? So one way you can learn, because it's a targum. It's b'chol not a loshen. I'm saying even if it is a loshen. But when do you need digduk? When you're laying the parasha, then you have to be medagdik. Like you're laying tias atayra. You're correct. It has to be proper. You're laying proper. But once you're going b'chol loshen at hashmeya, you yoytz even if it's not medug.
The
if you say Loshon HaKodesh
and you're not Medakti, why should it be worse than if you say it in the foreign language? You should be
a Kasha Pirush. Excellent Kasha. It's a Kasha that is effective, say a good. So he says that it's not a. He says what it, once the Aloha is, that by Shalosh Shoynis helps because you're not Medakti, so Zayn, whatever the Pshat is, it's a Targum, it's whatever the Pshat is. Abul Maisa, why is it worse than Shalosh Shoynis? Let it help out Shalosh Shoynis. Let it help out Shalosh Shoynis. Ravid is learning what?
Then it will only help if you know.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. But the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Ravid is not mashma like that. That nafkamina, that's true. It would only help if you understand it. That would be a nafkamina. In a chayam, that would be a nafkamina. But in Shulchan Aruch it says b'chol loshen shat hashemeya, and by loshen hakodesh, and by loshen hakodesh. Doesn't say that. And it should say it then, the Lashon HaKodesh. If you don't understand, it should help Kishah L'Shaynis. If you understand it, Al-Kapon. So I was thinking of what? I was thinking that Pshat is there two ways of being Yotze Kriya Shema. One Pshat is the way laying the Parasha. And one way is by laying the Chalosh. Once you're saying the Parasha, is the pshat is it has to be b'digduk. When you're doing normally Krishna, you want to be yoytzer with that method. You want to be yoytzer with that method, and then you made a mistake. I mean, if you went l'chatchila maybe, and you went stam, you're not going to be medagdik. So in a chanami, maybe he's correct. But normal, when you're laying kriyishma, you want to be yoytzer. There's a ribuy, right? There's a way of laying the parsha. And the ribuy b'chol loshishat hashemei. So therefore, since I'm a chavim to be yoytzer, with the method of kriya, that's why I can't be yoitz. If I make a mistake, I can't be yoitz, because I was mechaben to be yoitz with the kriya. And I want to give an example to this from today's daf.
If he says that that's not his
kavanah, if ain't a chanami, if he went not to be medakdik, maybe he'll be yoitz. And it's only if he understands. I want to give a dish. The mark has a shayla yeshab l'kdushin and yad l'kdushin. So the shayla is. That let's take an easier example first. But this yesh yad l'tzdoka and yad l'tzdoka. So it means if you only set a parcel, sell a zoo l'tzdoka v'zoo. So the Gemara class is shayla. Same thing by yesh yad l'kob. Shayla frekrab kvega. I think what the Karnur is definitely yes the kasha. The chur is aloch of kol nadiv leiv oilus. that Kodm is Machshova, Stoka is Machshova. It's not like Nidorim needs Dafka and Dibur. Nidorim is Levata, you have to speak it out. Machshova doesn't help. So I feel it with Leon and Eishi, and Yadlet Stoka, let it help us Machshova. If same thing, I feel you hold and Yadlet Kodm, let it help us Machshova. Turiyovim Duchsech has the Kasha also. Teretz Azoy. That there are two ways that you can make Stoka. You could do it with Dibur, and you could do it with Machshova. There are two different methods. Once I was machseder yad, that shows, that indicates that you want to make it with dibur, not with machshov. So it can't help with machshov. So I don't see any other eights on the kashin. Reboch Be'er in Kedushin, the first Reboch Be'er, the famous Reboch Be'er, is what's the Gemara Shaila? Yesh yad l'kedushin and yad l'kedushin. The Ran says Claude's talking about a yad mechir. Harev mekdeshes li va'at. Vat Nami might be a Dibur Goma, but Vat, it's a Yad Mechiach. We know Kloy means Kedushin. Frekter, there's a Gemara in Kedushin that if you have Sukkah by Sinyan, it helps. You don't need Dibur. Vushtait, you need Dibur. Asukkah by Sinyan, it helps. And the Pshat is Poshit, even though there's Aloha Ki Yikach, that Nosan Huva Omri He is not good if she makes the Amira, is because she Shafta Ichocha for Kedushin. The Aloha is that he has to make the Ichocha that this is a Kedushin. It's not like by Kinyonim. That it's time to moicha, time to like keach indicates that it's for mechiras or not. Here it has to be who has to make the chokha, the baal. So oibazoy fred the rabbah veis reb chayim that what's the shali yesh ad l'kedushin ain't yad l'kedushin. Typically it's asuk by sinyan. So reb chayim said born stumim. He said mi dibura lo yavdin an umdina. From the dibur you don't make an umdina. Rabbah veis mazber that when you make a dibur. This is how Yesh Yad L'Kedushin. He learns that why can't help us Asukim B'Yisinyin? When it's Asukim B'Yisinyin, that means Asukim B'Yisinyin is busy on the Kabbalah's Pond, with Shanumin, all of a sudden he gives a ring. He doesn't need to make an Amira because Asukim B'Yisinyin. You came to the Chasana, it's Asukim B'Yisinyin. You're holding a middle of Asukim B'Yisinyin. So you have a Chocha that the Baal's making for Kedushin. But once you set a Dibur already, then you want to make Kedushin with Dibur. Rabbah Be'er says there are two ways of making Kedushin. You can make it with Dibur, the Kicha with Dibur, and you can make it with Echocha. The two ways of making the Kedushin. Once you're Mechaven to make it with Dibur, it can't be with Machshoven. You negated that Machshoven. And what Rav Chaya meant by Dibur Alei Avdin Umdana is the Chorev, you made the Dibur in the Dibur Likta Umdana. So that Rav Chaya says in the Dibur Liknishkin Umdana. The Umdana, you have to be Oymedaita alone that's what he meant. But it's not, when you want to make it va'at, maybe the va'at contains in an umda. I want to make the kedusha with a va'at, so no. The va'at doesn't contain an umda. An umda is what we make ourselves. So those two rayas.
But it's not, Chaim's point is that Dibur doesn't shaf an umda. Not that my kavana
will. No, it definitely does shaf an umda. It's not in the Dibur. Definitely shafs an umda, but that's not,
but
it's not in the Dibur.
That's the words of Chaim.
The Dibur alay afdin umda. He says that. So Rabbah Be'er says, no, the father is an umdana. He just says the umdana is not in the dibur. That's a separate thing. So I was mechamed to make it with the dibur. So I want to relate that over here to his shayla. That l'choyre, if he said kriyashma with losh hakodesh, that's meshubish, that's not correct. He made a mistake. It wasn't the digduk. Nishkvem with the briska digduk. It wasn't with the digduk. So why don't you yitzal shalashaynis? Shalashaynis doesn't have to be the digduk according to the rival. According to Rambam, it's good. That's good. Arkasha. Because Rambam, you have to lane Shalashanis also. It's not laning the Pasha, but it's Galain. So, but the Ravid says not. Teretz says once he's Mechavim to make it with Kriyas HaPasha, he negated that he doesn't want to make it. He wants to make it with Kriyas HaPasha. Those Ken Zayin the Pshat. Al we came out that Kinuyim it's a Shiloh is a workout. Loshin or Kinuyim, then you don't need a Pasuk, or Kinuyim is Levate. Kinuyim is Levate, that's why Yushalmi needs a separate Pasuk for it. Because Kinuyim is a din of Levate, and it's not a din of Loshin, and therefore, by like the Ritva, Kinuyim and Shalashanis will only help Oisamokim, they're the same thing, but the Rambam Sheet is clear that Shalashanis helps in any Mokim, and Kriyashma has no restriction, even in Kriyashma has no restriction, and the Rambam in Ilkos Nedarim never says, only by a Logim, he says Oisamokim. And that's it, he's going with the Ritva, but if you learn, and that's why. The Rav Hutna was tiny from the Gemara over there. There's no raya by Shivcha. I call Arusa Shivcha only in that mokim. I just wanted to say over one vort, Nagoda. In the Kamadi Kapasha, we learned today in Ovis, Moshe Kibbutar Messina Mesorah Yeshua. Because Bemisin, the Maral, and the Ruch Chaim take a different stance here on the Welt's Kasha. Why does it say the Maral fraction, Voshtait Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, Masorah Yeshua, is not consistent? It should say Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, Yeshua Kibul Mi Moshe. Or it should say that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu Masal, Moshe Masal Yeshua. Why would that? So the Maral names on, why didn't it say Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai? It should say Me'a Kodesh Baruch. So he says that couldn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would indicate a Talmud-Rebbe relationship. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a Talmud-Rebbe relationship. Therefore, it said, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. It's no yachas. A Talmud-Rebbe is also an achas, not a yachas of a chava. It says, why would it say Kibul, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai? Because he was Mekabel everything. Because he wasn't Mekabel everything. He wasn't Mekabel everything. Because not humanly possible to be Mekabel Chochmas Hashem, which is out of Gvul. But when Yeshua, when Mosul Yeshua, he gave over everything. That's how he gave the Maral. Ruchaim goes punkfakir. He says, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai was mekabel everything. Absorb everything the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to do. Ich vashtei is that whatever is humanly possible to absorb, what the Eibishter wanted to give over, he knew mekenesh outs. But whatever the Eibishter wanted to bring down here, he was mekabel. Yeshua was only Mosul, he wasn't mekabel. And he attributes this to the fact that Moshe was on mikol adam. Moshe was an onam mikol adam. He was onam mikol adam, and he says that anova. Many times Ruach Chaim goes that anova is the yisoid of being mekabel Torah, because then you have no mechitzes. There's no zich. When there's no zich, you mekabel Torah. So I want to say, if Azoi, this week's parsha says at the end of the parsha, I wanted to say a different teretz than the Netziv says. It says in the parasha that when he separated from Tzipora, they had tainus on him, Miriam and Aaron, why he separated. And they said that the Rebbeinu Shalom only speaks with you, he speaks with us also. And then it says, V'ish Moshe Anu Mikol Adam. So the Tziv says, V'ukum Tarayim V'ish Moshe Anu Mikol Adam in the Shaka Batari. So he says, because he said, Harakach Moshe Diba Hashem, Aligam Bonu Diba, V'ish Moshe Anu Mikol Adam. So he says, that the Torah is telling us that Miriam and Aaron were not punished because of Lashon Hara. They didn't mean it. The Rambam says, Chas v'Shalom, she took care of her brother. She held that not allowed to separate from Tzipora. You're the same Navi as us. You could be equated, then, what are we different than you? We didn't have to separate from our husbands. Shnei v'ish Moshan v'kol Odom, Zokten Tziv. So what was that Veda? One of Yud Gitmel Ikrim is to know that Nebuas Moshe is Lamal Mikol HaNaviyim. And it says the end of the parasha, Panim Alponim, Lamara, Vechido. And they didn't, because they Yud Gitmel Midas. And therefore it says, Ve'ish Moshe Anu Mikol Adam, it's not because he was slighted. Moshe Rabbeinu has zero ego. As they state in Ruach Chaim, Noch no more, zero ego. In order to be slighted, you have to have Epes Vos and ego. He had no ego cloud. And therefore, it couldn't be Yud Gimel. Must be because the Yud Gimel means. So I heard a more. Rabbi Chanan said, so it comes out there were Koifrim here, Miriam Baron. So he says, the Iskalus was in this parasha. At the end of the parasha was Niskalus. That Moshe Rabbeinu, Pel Peh, the end of the parasha it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechein Abdi Moshe, Moshe is different. Bechol Beisi Nemon, Pel Peh, Dababoy, Le Memarab, Le Mechidat, was Niskalus. But their Madrega, they should have understood. I was talking like the Ruach Chaim, Yish Moshe Anu Mikol Adam. That's why his Nebuah was greater than all the people. Because he was such an honor. And Bibalt, he was an honor, there were no mechitzas, he saw everything clear. When a person has the gears, there's a zichtir, he doesn't see things clearly. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the ganzen Avegah, like the zich, he put away the anoichi. And with that, because of that, he saw clearly. So I wanted to just include as a moyer di gezach, the Ger Rus that we just learned. Rus was Zoich and a Malta should come out of her. It says, so this word, B'Shem Rav Shimon Shvab, those that are about Keira can appreciate it more. It says that when she came, Batoimre Elea, she told Nomi, Kol Asher Toimre Elai Esa. Everything you're going to tell me, I'm going to do. The Maisa, when you look in Megillus Rus, it just says Kol Asher Tomri Eser. It doesn't say a lie. The Kri is a lie, but the Ksiv is not a lie. Then later, when she comes back from Boyas, she says that Tomish says Hasoirim Eilu Nosali Ki Omar. A lie. He told me, Boyas, I shouldn't come empty-handed to my mother-in-law. Again, it says in the Ksiv, it says Ki Omar. He said. In the Kri, we said Ki Omar a lie. And the Sheish Sorim are remes to the Sheish Malachim that are going to come out. So he says the Torah is telling us here why she was out of the Malchus. The Yisod of Malchus, the Yisod of Amanik, is to put away the Zich. And the Yisod why she was Zoichet to Malchus and Zoichet to be that Taker, that Ger Tzedek, that Giyoyah Tzedek, is because she took out the Yavai. When you take out the Zich, the focus of the Zich, then you see things differently. Because of that, she was Roy for Malchus. That's the Yisoy Mitaira, the Yish Moshe Onami Kol Odom. That's why he was Zoicha, Teras Baklari, and Mehira. You should all have a good day.